From Zom Living, Old Chapel Hill Apartments seeks to bring 400 apartments and townhomes near the Durham-Chapel Hill line. At a June 18th meeting, the project team shared updates to the design since the council last reviewed the development in May. Most changes focused on reducing the property's massing, including transitional building heights and architectural elements to break up the mass. Located along White Oak Drive, the project also features a multi-use path and trails along the side's stream corridor, and about 10% of units would serve families earning 80% of the area median income. While some council members said they would still like to see a better affordable housing offer, council member Theodore Nollert explained why he believes the development will be an asset for the town.
My impression is that this is a project next to a transit corridor. It adds desirable density. It is actually walkable and bikeable to a grocery store, which is pretty crazy for Chapel Hill. I think that there's a lot to like in this project.
But the council only approved the development in a 5-2 vote, as Elizabeth Sharp and Camille Berry both said they could not support the project after the planning team removed a 30-foot right-of-way from the proposed design. The easement would have been located at the north end of the property and provided a bike and pedestrian connection across Interstate 40. The council and town staff largely deemed the feature infeasible after the May 21st meeting, citing both its cost and how it would reduce the number of affordable units on the property. But Berry said she's concerned by how the decision from the project team shows a lack of integrity for the town's complete community's vision.
There was disregard, disrespect for what the town said that they wanted. You have convinced some of my colleagues that we would be better off without it, but you don't think that you have to be held to the same standards, to the same vision that was shared with you, that was shared with the others. And I cannot support that. If we have a vision, then let's stand by it.
While Sharp said the project is technically consistent with the complete community standards by being within a mile of retail and restaurants, she stated how many other amenities are on the other side of the highway. And as the town works to move away from being car-centric, she expressed how she believes the easement is worth the difficulty it would take to complete.
Much in the way that we have decided to change some of what's allowed to be built in different neighborhoods in town based on what we want to make possible. I think that if we were to approve this project without that right-of-way, we are really confining what will ever be possible for this part of our town.
More points of contention during the meeting stemmed from the public comment portion, where more than a dozen people voiced concerns for the project. Many said they are neighbors to the future development, and they cited the potential for future traffic congestion around the site and how the building mass is still obtrusive, despite the design updates. For example, only 12% of the site's buildings would step down to 3 stories, with most remaining at 4 or 5. But Nollert responded to the concerns by stating how he hears from other residents that they want taller buildings in town that will accommodate more people.
And my job, I think, is to represent what it is that they are thinking about when they say, I want to be able to live in Chapel Hill ever. I want to be able to live here after I'm out of school. I just talked to a man who grew up here, graduated, and said, there's nowhere for me to live in Chapel Hill. I'm leaving. Those are problems that we have to build housing to solve, and that makes our economy stronger, too.
Another repeated public comment focused on how Zom's latest proposal lacked specific design renderings for the property, calling the example images ambiguous and incomplete. Many speakers said they are not against bringing density to the area, but they are worried about the council approving a project without knowing what it will look like and its potential impact on the neighboring communities. But Mayor Jess Anderson said she is fine with having broader design plans at this stage.
There's a lot that happens after we see projects, after we approve projects. Projects cannot get a certificate of occupancy without being reviewed by OWASA, Duke Energy, our staff. I mean, there's a lot that goes into making sure that those aren't issues. So I can absolutely understand those concerns, and I think they'll be addressed in a different phase.
To view the full town council meeting, visit Chapel Borough's website. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Emma Cook.